Thank you for calling XPO. This is Terrell. How can we help you?
Yes, sir. I have a number for you. Order number when you're ready.
All right. What's your name?
My name is Brandon. I'm with On Par Installations.
What's the number?
It is 001-629-630-079. Now, this just to give you a heads up, this ticket has been finished and closed out. I forgot to add, you can call the lady and talk to her about it, but we cut the cash.
Hey, I have to pull up the order first. I didn't find a match with it. What's the order number? That's not a match.
It's a completed. Do you have the completed orders in there also? It was completed Monday.
What's the customer's telephone number so I can pull up the order?
All right, hang on 1 second. I did not. I got everything but that. Give me 1 second. I'll get it for you.
All right.
Okay. It is 813-480-3112.
All right, just a moment. Still searching.
Okay.
All right, verify the customer name and address.
It is Deanna Antuzolino or something like that. And it is 803 South Parsons in Sefner, Florida.
All right, what's the reason for your call?
Okay, so I did the job Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We had to, it was a double oven. She had a lot of things. We on the double oven, I got a breeze code for moving the receptacle, moving the junction box.
Hold on. You said the double oven, you got a breeze code for it?
Yes.
For moving the what?
For moving the junction box. We actually had to add a junction box for it.
You have to move it or add it?
Yeah, we just put move it on there. Cause I don't think there was a code for adding one.
Okay, moving the junction box. Okay.
Yeah. So also, we had to cut the cabinet. To make that fit. I did not tell her about the cabinet. The lady I was talking to on the about the cabinets, I forgot. So right after the job, I called back to try to cut the cabinets. And man, I was on hold for 45 minutes. I couldn't wait any longer. So
okay.
Calling back now to see if we can add. And the customer will verify, but.
Okay, so the customer was paying, or?
What's that?
All right, was the customer paying for the additional charge, or no? Were you trying to get into the breeze code?
Breeze code. She did not pay for moving the receptacle. She was kind of finicky.
You say you received the breeze code earlier for moving the junction box, right? Or do you want to provide it?
Hang on 1 second. I can't hear you. Okay, Yeah, I got a junction box, a breeze code for the junction box.
Do you want to provide that code so we could add it or no?
Yeah, that's okay. Fine. Hang on 1 second. Let me get it for you, man. My bad. I couldn't hear you.
Okay. It's okay.
I don't have all of it on this picture, I don't think, man. I've got the first part of it, but not all of it. I can...
Was this from the 15th?
Yes, it was.
Okay, I think I already see it. Hold on.
Yeah, 258029, and then that's just 295, I think, and that's where the end of the picture is.
557. Yeah, Rebecca, she added that already. All right, so you just need a new one for cutting the cabinets.
Yes, sir.
All right, just a second. Let me call the DOD.
All right, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Just a second.
Yeah, Trevor changed it. It was 35, now it's 65. That's what I called him when I asked him, like, hey, man, I'm going to try that 65 deal. He goes, all right, what you got? Man, that new blade on that fucking, oh, my God. It's like butter, dude. I was thinking, man, I should get the saws or the jigsaw and the scar. But it had a scar because it's got plastic on there. If you don't, it'll chip the shit out of it when you cut it.